Andrew, in 1974, when I joined the campaign for Home Rule for Scotland, people said such a parliament would be dominated by Edinburgh lawyers and Glasgow councillors. To which I answered, it could be worse. It could be dominated by Glasgow lawyers and Edinburgh councillors. And so it, in a way, has. Every single thing that Jean Freeman said there that was good could be done now, right now, and could have been done over the last 7 years that the SNP have been in power. And she says it's not about any individual party. She'll tell us if she can that she's not in the SNP, though she worked for Alex Salmond. But that's a distinction without a difference. Because if Scotland votes yes in September, you will be handing the prize which for 100 years the SNP have fought for. They fought for it despite everything and anything that was happening. When London was burning under the Blitz, their poet laureate McDermott said, "London is burning, I don't care." They said it was England's war. They want you to refight a battle 700 years ago between two French-speaking kings with Scottish people on both sides. I prefer to remember a rather more recent battle when this small island of English-speaking people stood alone, and if we had not stood but capitulated like others had done before us, we'd be having this meeting this evening in German if we were going to have it at all. And not one person asked in that summer and autumn of 1940 and into 1941 if the pilots who were spinning above us, defending us from invasion, from the barbaric horde, asked whether the pilot was from Suffolk or from Sutherland. We were people together on a small piece of rock with 300 years of common history. And that's what they want to break up. And all the rest is balderdash. That's the truth of it. They want to, you see, as Jean was talking for women for independence, I got to wondering, how come so few women are in favour of independence? Why are Scotland's women the most resistant of all the demographics in this contest? And the reason is women don't like gambling. And everything in their project is about gambling for your future, your pension, your children, and their children's future. And you're right not to like gambling. I'm one of the only members of Parliament who voted against the creation of a national lottery. I'm so against it. The national lottery is funding, to the tune of millions, the SNP's campaign to break up the country. But just a few hundred yards from here, on the North Bridge, one of Scotland's women, one of our most achieving women, one of our most famous women in the history of our entire country, J.K. Rowling, sat in a cafe and wrote books that people all over the world love. And what happened when she dared to opine as to how people should vote in September? You see, Andrew, they've sent the nice team along tonight. Independence is not really that dramatic, you know, you can still be British, even though they want to break up Britain. Last night in Cope Bridge, the Rough House, they had the pit boots on. Andrew called us frogs. That's not what they were calling me last night. And it's not what they called J.K. Rowling either. She was subjected to a torrent of abuse and hatred online and in the post. And that's the second reason why women don't like independence, because they can see that it has already generated and will generate a politics of grudge and division based on where one stood. I am tired of being called a quisling or a traitor, or as I was ordered last night from the rougher end of Andrew's trade, get back to England. I'll go wherever I like in these islands or anywhere else and speak my mind. And you see, that's the authentic voice of those who wish to break up this country. I have only a few minutes left. Let me make this point. I've been divorced more than once. Trust me, it's never, ever amicable, whatever anybody tells you. But you can make a deal. You can give the partner who's walking out on you all the CDs, the DVDs, the dog, the car. You can give them everything, but the one thing you will never, ever give them is the right to continue to use the joint credit card. But that's what their plan A, and they have no plan B, amounts to. They want to use a currency issued by the Bank of England, the clue being in the name. They want to continue to use it, and they imagine that the people who issue it will allow them to do so, to use the joint credit card, even though and as they're walking out the door. So this is the first time ever that people in a small country where everyone speaks the same language are being asked to break up, and break up on the basis that they don't have a currency to use. There will be no pound. Trust me on that. I came yesterday from Parliament. The leaders of the mainstream parties have not changed their mind. An independent Scotland will not have the pound. What will it have instead? The euro, how's that going? MD fancy that? Or are we going to bring back the groat? I see one or two pensioners here or people close to pensionable age. How do you fancy your pension in groats? How do you fancy a pension that's based entirely on the absolutely unstable price of a commodity that will be finished in 2050? I'm older than I look, but in my lifetime, oil has been as low as $9 a barrel and as high as $156 a barrel. Who wants to mortgage their children and their children's future on a finite resource that will soon be finished and the price of which is simply uncalculable? Uncalculable. There'll be havoc if you vote yes in September. Havoc in Edinburgh and throughout the land. And you'll break the hearts of many others too. Because, and here as I look at my fellow debaters on my side, I was reminded of the Duke of Wellington reviewing his own troops before the Battle of Waterloo. I don't know what they do to the enemy, but they don't half frighten me. The difference is we have come together but temporarily at a moment of national peril. The nationalists, on the other hand, are permanently together, for they have only one purpose, to persuade you that Brian Suter, the gay-baiting billionaire funder of their campaign, is someone more worthy of looking up to than J.K. Rowling. I know which side I'm on. I'm with J.K. Rowling. Just say no. Thanks very much.